This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Thanks, Tian. In the news this week, the Spitzer telescope reaches its final days, the National Science Foundation releases the most detailed images of the sun ever, and SpaceX launches 60 new Starlink satellites, with one experimentally darkened to lower the light pollution impact. First, the Spitzer Space Telescope has now reached the end of its life. The infrared telescope took its final set of data on the 28th of January and was retired 2 days later on the 30th. The Space Telescope was launched in 2003, its mission initially supposed to last around 5 years, when the liquid helium cooling the system ran out. Since then, because of its lowered sensitivity, it has been unable to take measurements in the far infrared and instead has been operating at its lowest possible wavelengths. On the 30th of January, NASA put Spitzer into save mode, where the telescope's non-essential systems are shut down. Among the telescope's main focus was an infrared survey of the Milky Way and looking at light from the earliest stars, but it has made other notable discoveries. This includes things like the discovery of Saturn's largest ring, called the Phoebe Ring, and the first buckyballs, nearly spherical carbon molecules made of 60 carbons. Spitzer was also one of the telescopes involved in the discovery of the 7 TRAPPIST exoplanets. Next, the National Science Foundation's Daniel K. Inouye Solar Telescope has released its first images of the Sun. These images are in a higher resolution than ever before and show lots of details of its surface. The image shows a pattern of granules, which are convection cells, superheated plasma, rising from within the Sun. While these granules look small, they are each about the size of Texas. The new telescope will be making lots of new discoveries about space weather in efforts to better predict solar winds and flares that sometimes have an impact on the Earth. Caused by the sun's magnetic field, the solar flares and winds can knock out communications, satellites, and electricity, so it's important to know when they're coming as soon as possible. The telescope hopes to achieve an earlier warning time of 48 hours instead of the 48 minutes currently. This allows enough warning for satellites to be put into safe mode and infrastructure to be secured before the damage can be done. Lastly, SpaceX launched 60 new Starlink satellites this month. Astronomers have been raising concern over the number of satellites being launched as part of the constellation, increasing light pollution and having an impact on observations, as well as increasing the amount of space debris. There are currently around 200 Starlink satellites in orbit, and by the end of the year, 1,584 of them are expected to have been launched, and a total of 12,000 are currently planned. With that many highly reflective satellites in orbit making light pollution worse, observing will be increasingly difficult. One of the new satellites has been experimentally darkened as a trial effort to help prevent them from having as big of an impact on observations. The company hasn't revealed how the darkening was done, so whether this is a full solution is unclear, as a darker satellite might make things worse in the infrared as it absorbs the heat of the sun easier. There are also concerns within SpaceX about the possible effect on the performance of the telescope. It is unknown how effective the darkening will be until the satellite reaches its destination at the end of February.